9 yards of total offense, 13 carries, 97 yards, 3 touchdowns, all out of the Wildcat, 5 receptions, 142. Did you break a sweat?
Nah, not really. It's too cold to break a sweat out here. Yeah.
Congratulations. I mean, this is the kind of game that they have in store for you week to week, kind of that dual threat. Just the way you've embraced this role throughout the year, what's been important for you to make this adjustment?
Mainly stay healthy. You know, I'm getting the ball more than I usually have, so I make sure that I go to the training room, get ice bath, or stretch a little bit more than I usually do to get them hits a little more.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been running a little bit more physical. We saw that a little bit more tonight. Is that a personal decision? Is that just the way the game was flowing? Or have you kind of thought about saying, I know guys can slip off of me, but I know there's also going to be times, too, where I'm going to have to put my head down to kind of drive it?
Yes, sir. You know, me being small, I want to show that I can also be physical, you know, lower my shoulder and run people over, too.
Let's talk a little about this running game, too. It's kind of a mixed bag with Jace being out. So it's between you and Jeremiah and obviously Jake doing some stuff here as well, and then DeMarco, and you guys lost Matt last week. It's kind of like the sum having to be better than the parts. What's been kind of the thinking about you guys having to kind of split up the carries with Jace being out and kind of just pick up for the running game?
Oh, it's kind of good because, you know, I can go to receiver and Marco can come in. Then when he has to go to defense or when he's tired, we can have Jeremiah come in. So it's just a continuous switching out, and it's us keeping our energy and having that run game stronger.
The relationship that you and Money have on the wide receiver, whether or not you guys are lined up together on the opposite sides of the field, what's that chemistry been like and the way it's been forming here really ever since the spring?
Me and Money know that we can help each other out. So if I'm not open, either Money can get open. Then we have two other receivers or anything. But me and Money know that we can, you know, help each other out.
Anything you guys would feel like maybe like some hand signals to kind of communicate each other with each other just between you and him? If you don't, that's fine. I'm just curious if you do have something like that.
No, sir. We don't have any hand signals. No, sir.
All right. Well, listen, congratulations on the big night. We'll talk to you next week against Cleaver.
Thank you.
All right. Now with the junior defensive tackle, Oliver Crow. I mean, you guys took a couple of punches early from Burleson, but then you were able to settle in. Just what was it like out there tonight? Because they're a little versatile offensively as well.
Yeah, they're actually not as bad as the previous team, but they still were able to keep up a fight. It was honestly not as hard for us to, let's say, challenge them. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say last game, we were really struggling, but this game, me and some other mates, we were able to honestly prevail at the end.
Yeah, when you guys, you know, you guys are down Logan Thurman, so there's an adjustment that you guys have to do with your rotation. So what's been the adjustment here over the last couple of weeks without him in terms of just what everyone has to do to kind of pick up on that?
Well, we've had a few kind of new guys been coming in, and it's been really good for them because mm-hmm. they've been able to get new experience as well as have coaches yell at them, let them know how to.
I think you were right the first time, but
yeah.
You know, you got a lot of snaps last year, just the way things broke down with the three defensive starters going out during that championship run. How has it kind of carried over for you this year, knowing that you're a starter and you're a main contributor on this front?
It's actually a little scary, to be honest, because like last year I was able to kind of depend that they would be able to make that initial hit. But now me and Matt Bell, we kind of have to make that initial hit. And before the game, it can also be a little nerve-wracking. But at some point, I just got to kick it into gear and that the banter between me, Matt, and Carson Berry and all the other D-tackles, we can all make it okay.
All right. Well, congratulations on the win. We'll see you next week against Cleburne.
Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you. All right, that is Kevin with the kids, brought to you by Reunion Title here tonight. You know, the JoJo talking, he's really a kick return.
Seemingly every single week he takes another one that's just impressive and keeps getting better.
All right, we have tracked down Coach. We got the umpire to go get him for us tonight. Weatherford Trucking Equipment brings it to you. Here's Kevin with the coach.
All right, Tim, obviously much more efficient in the second half where you guys got a lot of things done. I know you still want to get the penalties cleaned up, but what overall impression of what you saw tonight?
Well, you know, offensively we scored points, but it wasn't a really clean game for us offensively. So we've got to go back and look at video and see what made us struggle a little bit on offense. If it was not picking up the right guys offensively, blocking wise, or what it might have been. Defensively, I was proud of the way defense came out and played in the second half. Really, really got after it, and and gave up a few yards but didn't give up touchdowns until we had our thirds in.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the way you guys have played defensively with the the struggles that they had the last – or just, you know, the battles that they were, I should say, in for the last couple of weeks with Centennial and Midlothian, the way that they bounced back. I mean, they took a couple punches early, but then the way they were able to settle in really kind of middle of the second quarter. What did you like about the way they were playing? Was it a tempo thing? Was it just a discipline thing? Or overall, what was it?
Well, we started playing assignment football and, you know, taking the right gaps and versus their run game, and then defensively in the secondary, getting to the right zones and getting to the right drops. So that helps a bunch when you follow your assignment. But the defense is getting better and better as we go along. You know, had several young guys out there and inexperienced guys that it's just going to take, you know, game experience to get better. And it's the first time we've seen an offense like this in a while. So it was kind of hard for our kids at first to see that tempo. You know, we ain't seen anybody snap the ball, you know, three times in 60 seconds. We're used to them walking up there waiting until there's 1 second on the clock. So it's hard to adjust.
Yeah, going with Matt Bell, because he's such an intriguing young man for you guys and the way that he's stepped into his role. What have you seen from his development, really, if you want to go back to the spring, but more importantly, I guess, maybe since the start of the season against Denton Guyer?
Well, unique is right when you talk about Matt Bell. He's a very good kid. You know, he does He's a kid that wants to please people. He wants to please his coaches. He wants to please his teammates. And he plays extremely hard. He and Oliver Crow both. And then you throw Carson Berry in there with them. That's three kids that work extremely, extremely hard.
Let's talk a little bit about going on back in your offense. Even though you felt like you guys weren't as crisp as you would like, you kind of got the quintessential game from JoJo Earl tonight, about 230 yards, both rushing and receiving. Is that kind of be what you want to see, or I don't, maybe the game dictated it, but that's about as good as you can get from him when you can get him on both sides like that?
No, I was thinking he'd go 300-400 yards.
Well, sure. I mean, yeah, I get it, but still.
He's a really good football player, and he made big plays, like you said, both running and receiving the football, and us directly snapping it to him. You know, and we needed that because, you know, they had so many people dropped off in the coverage, it was hard to throw the football downfield, so we had to run the football.
I was going to say, your running game is going to be kind of a mixed bag over the next couple of weeks, but with Jace out and, of course, Matt Tague not available. So I would imagine it's going to be a kind of a mix of what we saw, a little bit of him, a little bit of DeMarco, a little bit of, you know, Jake when you need to pull him down and run, maybe a little more Jeremiah, that sort of thing, I would suspect.
Exactly. All those guys are really good running backs and run the ball extremely well. So, you know, the biggest thing is we don't want to wear JoJo out running him. Can't wear DeMarco out because DeMarco is one of our best defensive players. So we have to, you know, make sure we don't wear DeMarco. And that's the only one we got to worry about is not wearing down DeMarco where he can't play defense, because he is a critical part of our defense.
All right. Appreciate it. Congratulations. We'll see you next week for Cleburne.
Thank you.
That is Kevin with the coach. It's brought to you each and every week by Weatherford Truck and Equipment.